You ready to get your PvP on?
Well, I've got Chad Dunbar here from Minecraft Survival Games to walk us through the MCSG servers.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today, we have Chad Dunbar, who's here with us, and you run the Minecraft Survival Games server.
Yes.
What is that server?
We pretty much, if you've seen the Hunger Games, we pretty much put the actual gameplay into Minecraft, and we have a lot of servers for that. So
perfect!
Yeah.
Hunger Games is like the best thing for Minecraft because you can always imagine, like, what would I do? What would my choices be?
Yeah.
How long have you been doing it?
Our community started back in April 2012.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much right after the first movie came out. There's a lot of people who started playing on these servers or looking for servers, and we pretty much were one of the first servers to automate the full gameplay.
Didn't you make one of the very first maps?
It was actually SG1.
Right.
It was made by another build team that we
use
on our servers.
So. Very, very cool.
Yes.
How many people play nowadays?
Well, right now, it's actually grown since. We've been growing pretty much since we started. We have about, it depends by during the weeks. Today, I saw the stats, about 68,000 players logged in today.
Wow.
On the weekend, we get over close to 100,000.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. Now, you brought some of these awesome little props here.
That's my character, yeah.
Yeah, and this is, and you have little TNT papercraft stuff.
And I'm Chad the DJ on my servers.
Which is interesting because it's Chad and Chad.
We're both in Peluma,
He's literally in the town that we record this in.
Yeah.
But you brought this chest with you.
I have something cool to share.
Inside, I feel like it's like Zelda. There is a book, the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, the Gamer Edition, actually.
The Gamer Edition.
And I'm pretty sure not very many communities can state this, but let me look for the page. Actually, I just opened right to it. Probably been showing it off a lot.
There's a crease.
Yeah, there's a crease.
For
our community, I don't know if you can get a close-up of that, is actually featured in the book of our top 10 players.
Oh, so, very cool.
Yeah.
Top
10 players of Minecraft Survival Games. And these people probably can get plaques if they contact Guinness.
So, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, darn. I wish I would have played earlier in 2014.
Yeah, these people spent a long time getting their ranks, and I'm pretty sure that it's worth it to them now.
Yeah.
So, but that's pretty cool. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and join the server and check it out.
All right.
Okay, so I just joined
mcgamer.net. That's our U.S. location. We have four other locations, but that's one of them.
And so this is a lobby. So tell me a little bit about it. There's a lot of signs.
Yeah, there's a lot of signs. Mainly, we're going to be focusing on the survival game signs. We have SG Classic, which is the original gameplay back in 2012 that we did. We changed up the game a little bit by calling it Survival Games on the next one. And then we're showing off Corticwell, which is the Catching Fire map based on the last movie.
Which is brand new.
Yes, brand new. We just released it.
So let's go do that.
All right, let's walk over there. We'll find a server. Actually, I'm probably just going to fly here. It'll be faster. And
cool.
Then we'll pick a server here.
And I can use quick teleport to jump
into
you
Corticwell. Yes, you can do quick teleport. I usually like flying.
It's a little nice.
Take the scenic route.
And in here, we got obviously easy. This is what we normally
see. Here we have the servers here. So let's find a server that's in lobby. Here we go. Let's go to 2. It's on lobby, 10 people.
And now, you normally get to vote on a map, but this is just a normal.
It's just right now we have one map. Pretty much in other communities or the other actual game types, we have more maps. But right now, since it's a brand new game type,
everyone wants to play.
Everybody is pretty much
right.
Oh,
nice Minecon cake.
Oh yeah, that's the I wanted to match the shirt in real life here. That's the Vegas Minecon.
Perfect.
Cape, got to match up in game. So.
Right, of course. You guys, it has to be fancy.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why I chose green, so that everyone thinks that.
All right, 24 players are on. So let's go ahead and begin the game.
Christmas.
I have the admin power of starting the game early. Here we go.
And so now, whoa! This is the.
If you look at the movie, yeah.
This is the map from the movie.
Yes.
Oh, man, 30 seconds remaining.
Just make sure you don't jump off soon, because it will blow you up.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what's the best strategy? Should I jump towards the things?
We have a one-minute grace period, so it's no risk on running to the center.
Good.
So
good.
Let's go ahead and do that. We'll try to meet up in team here, and we'll run away and see if we can survive the longest here.
Run away!
Run away!
Here we go.
Here we go.
Brr. Okay.
I would
Where
run
are
to
you? I don't see you.
I don't see you yet, but we'll meet in the middle.
Okay. Let me see if I can get past this
run and
guy.
Jump, run and jump. Oh, there you are.
Boop. Oh, oh, shoot. I caught
Oh, no. Oh, oh, I missed a chest. All right, let's just run away.
I missed a chest, too. Okay, I'm following you. I see
All right,
you.
Let's
run,
go away.
Run.
Oh, no. Oh, I got in the pool. Ah. And then if you've seen the movie, we pretty much mimic the clock mechanics. So these segments will go into an environmental disaster. So based on the movie, we tried to pretty much match it with Minecraft, which it was very difficult. And that's what took the longest with this development period.
And yeah, because like if there's rain, that's blood in the movie.
Yeah,
you guys
there
have
was
to...
blood rain in here. Yeah,
right,
it's pretty
right,
cool.
Right. And there's some that weren't even shown in the movie or the book.
Yeah, which we had to get creative.
That's awesome.
We had to pretty much say, okay, what's cool in Minecraft that... by the way, if you see chests running around,
yeah,
let me know, please.
Yeah, because we're both looking for chests.
I'm looking for chests here. Our map team did a very good job hiding them.
I see one.
Okay, where are you?
Oh, nope, that was a piece of dirt. Never mind.
Nope,
false alarm.
False alarm.
False alarm.
False alarm. All right, I think I see a chest up here. It might be a piece of dirt, too, but we'll see.
Now the grace period has ended, so
yeah,
now we
so
can
right
actually
now the segments are live, so we got to make sure we know what clock segment we're in.
Okay, so over on the side, you can also see...
Oh, here's a chest.
...the clocks.
Yeah, that's the marker.
Right.
And again, that's when... Ooh, I got a sword.
Oh, man.
Nice. Okay.
Fancy. Okay, so yeah, now that we're in... Wait, I got an enderpearl. Did someone just sponsor me with an enderpearl?
Yes, yes. Our players, like in the movie, they can view the game and they can sponsor you as they play.
Oh, that is
so
crazy.
So they pretty much give you the advantage here. And actually, where are you? I'm trying.
Okay, I just ran past you.
Oh, okay. Because okay, I got a sword for you. I'm going to protect you because you're going to probably get targeted more.
Yeah, maybe.
Usually I get targeted. But...
Oh, look, there's another chest up in the tree.
No, in the tree? I got the one in the ground.
I got the one in the tree. I have now an axe. Do you need an axe?
I have an axe, but I have a sword too. Would you want the sword?
Nah, I'm good with that.
All right.
I'm good with an axe.
I'm going to put on the leather armor here, and let's go ahead and try to find some more chests, because we're hurting here.
Yeah, we
need some more chests.
Not getting that cornucopia is a little bit hard.
Well, yeah, they haven't refilled the chest yet, so we're going to wait.
There's a chest over there in the tree.
You're probably getting them better than me here.
Yeah,
hold on.
There.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, my shaders weren't showing that. There you go.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm going to have to share some of this. Here, you can have some pants or some boots.
Well, I already have, boots. I can do boots.
Oh, am I getting hurt? Oh, no, we're in a thing.
No, we're in paralyzed fog. Uh-oh.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Let's try to... Okay, we're going to run back to corn, but which way
block.
Was... Run downhill. Run downhill.
Downhill. Downhill.
Downhill.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I'm going to start eating food once
I
get...
Oh, no. Oh,
and
no.
So this is just like in the movies.
Yeah,
where
the fog. The paralyzing fog, if you remember
fog
that.
Attacks you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't know if I'm going downhill or
I don't
not.
Just
oh,
go downhill.
There
just whatever's down.
There we go.
I don't know if we're going to hit the force field. Oh, no.
Food. Now, and it locks you in. There's a tree. Ah! It locks you in to whichever.
The segments, like in the movie, pretty much they block you in the force field, and once it's done, but you can run back the corn for safety. I think I'm hitting a tree. I can't see where I'm going.
I know. I can see a little bit better now. There we go.
Oh,
we're done.
It ended. Okay, you're over there. Okay, you're behind you. Behind you. All right, then now that means the next segment next to us is going live, so we need to avoid that segment.
So don't go that direction.
No, and actually,
don't go clockwise.
Yeah, let's go back to the corn and see. Okay, there looks like there's someone there. What does he have?
I don't know. It looks.
You want to
like,
see if he was going to team with us? Or you want to be very cautious?
I have an enderpearl. Okay, my health is pretty low.
Yeah,
still.
I've got. Okay, I'm regaining.
Oh, here he comes. Here he comes.
Oh my gosh. Run.
Anyway. Oh,
run,
he has an iron sword. Oh no. Wait, I'm gonna enderpearl away.
You know what?
Did you die?
I know I
okay,
got
I'm
no,
away.
No, no, no,
I'm
no, no,
away.
No. Oh no.
Oh no, you died. Oh my gosh. Okay, okay.
Okay, hide.
Okay, and now you are able to spectate.
I'm able to spectate you, so
okay.
I'm flying around.
I'm going to go counterclockwise so I don't run into any bad things on the time
clock. And the nice thing, too, if once you're at cornucopia, because obviously you don't want to run into an active segment, the clock and the cornucopia actually lights up when it's active.
Oh, right.
So with the glowstone. So,
and so if you make it all the way back to the center, I think this guy's... Oh, chest.
Yeah, I'm watching you
okay,
here.
I have, finally, a fishing rod. This is just what I needed. If you make it all the way back to the cornucopia, you can step out of the calamity that you're in. Is that correct?
When you're in cornucopia, you're safe. But then, yet again, you got a risk of other players running into corn to get in safe as well.
Right.
So, but the thing is, like in the movie, once you're... Oh, wait, on you, on you, on you, on you, this thing about to kill me.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
you're dead.
Am I? I died. I'm spectating. No, maybe.
Oh.
Now
you're
dead.
Now you're dead before.
I was dead anyway. Man, that is a ton of fun. And now he's getting that chest that I wanted.
Yeah, pretty much. Darn you. Exploded in good items, so now he's going to...
Bobby by Cheeto. This is Cheeto's, like, nemesis. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. That was so much fun. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you for hosting us.
Of course. So, let people know one last time the IP address that you put into Minecraft and the
Our website is minecraftsurvivalgames.com or mcgamer.net. Either one works. The IPs that we have, depending by the location, us.mcgamer.net. And you can replace that with ca.au.as.eu. Wherever.
And you actually have servers in the EU?
Yeah, we have a European network, and we have an Australian network, Canada network, and Asia.
That is awesome. Yeah. That is awesome. Well, thank you so much once again for showing off this awesome... Yeah. It's like a huge network of different games and fun times. So
exactly.
Everyone go check it out. If you'd like to subscribe to future episodes of OMG Craft, you can head on over to twit.tv/OMGCraft. Feel free to email me your feedback or suggestions at mail@omgcraft.com. And we're also on Twitter, so you can follow the show at OMG Craft Show. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. See you next time. Bye!
See ya.